I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Coleman, on Saturday, I went to lunch at Parkway.
Yeah.
In Mid-City. Obviously, Parkway is one of the most successful. It's one of the best po' boys in the world, let alone just New Orleans.
Yeah, I couldn't make it.
And I know it's subjective when it comes to po' boys in the New Orleans area, in the city of New Orleans. But Parkway, no matter who you talk to, is always on the top of many people's lists for the best po' boy. And they're adjusting as well. You know, we went with Prime Times, our friend, and when he pulls into the parking lot, there behind behind Parkway, he pulls in the parking lot, and we get out and we start walking in the parking lot towards the restaurant, the front door, and we get over there, and someone says, "Hey, you got your mask?" And I had my mask, and Prime Times left his in the car, so we had to walk back to the car to get that. That's the biggest question that most people have here in the year 2020. You got your mask?
So he had one of those moments, one of those "oh, bleep my mask" moments.
That's the second thing that most people think of here in the year 2020. Oh, my bleeping mask. I left it in the car. But good thing he left it in the car, because we could walk back to the car to get it instead of what happened to you last week. You realized that you not only forgot your mask, you lost your mask when you got to the front door of a business, and then they wouldn't let you in that business, and then you said, "But can I go in to buy a mask there in your business?" And they said, "No, because you can't walk in without the business without your mask. You can't even walk in the business to buy the mask."
Right. So I had to take my bandana off my head and put the bandana around my thing to go get the mask.
At least you had that. There's a lot of people that don't have the bandana on the head to use as a mask. And they get to the front door and they realize, and now they can't even walk into that business to buy a mask to then go shop.
I found it. It was in my work jeans pocket after I washed clothes. I found it. So I have two masks now. I have the mask that I had to go get when I lost the original mask, and I found the original mask in one of my pockets in one of the jeans that I washed from my night job.
Last week, I think it was Monday, either Monday or Tuesday, but I believe it was Monday, 1 week ago today, when I'm walking to work here in New Orleans, I get to the front door, and I go to put the mask on to enter, and it's not there. And I look around, and I realized at some point, it came out of my pocket. At some point from my place where I live to my office where I work, here at the studio, the radio station, it fell on the ground. It fell out of my pocket at some point. And so I had to bury my face in my shirt. I had to bury my face. like you do with your headband. I had it just to get in up here. I had to bury it in my face and my shirt, my mouth and my shirt.
Now that I think about it, it's probably not healthy to keep our mask and our jeans with all the lint and stuff that they got in the jeans.
No, it's probably not. And none of this is, yeah. But, well, anyways, that's what we're going through. But, man, we went over to, and we finally, he got his mask on. I had my mask. We got to Parkway. Had to have a mask. This is just like pretty much every other restaurant in New Orleans and Jefferson Parish. Not St. Tammany Parish, but Jefferson Parish. Had to have a mask to walk into the store, the restaurant, to then get, at least just get in there. They'd look at you, and then you order your food with the mask, and then you sit down. And then once you sit down to eat at your table, you can take your mask off. But that's bizarre how you needed the mask to walk in the restaurant, but then once you get in there to sit down, you don't need the mask, obviously, to eat and drink because you have a mask on your face. And you can't have that if you're eating and drinking.
Did they have their tables and chairs separated with little dots to indicate how far you were, like most restaurants I've been to?
It was every other table.
Okay. All right.
For social distancing at Parkway. But, man, it's worth it to go through all of that, to sit down and have the roast beef at Parkway. It's probably I'll tell you, the roast beef at Parkway, it's right there with the roast beef at Tracy's, and right down the street, Parasols, but formerly Parasols at Tracy. It's at Tracy's in the Irish Channel there. I don't know, flip a coin. It's hard to pick a loser when it comes to the best roast beef po' boy in the city of New Orleans out of those two places. And there's even a couple of more places, but I'll go with Tracy's. I'll go with Parkway. But we missed you over there. We said, hey, Saturday, can you come on over there?
Yeah, I had to do stuff and stuff, but work and stuff.
Anyways, it was nice to actually go to any place to do anything, to do stuff with people. And coming up on the show, there was we're going to talk about this unbelievable story. It didn't happen here in New Orleans, but this unbelievable story at a store when someone wasn't wearing a mask and a Karen went up to her. And it wasn't enough for her just to request that this person wear a mask. After the person she made that request to threatened to beat the bleep out of her, this Karen then went to the manager. And after the manager of the store confronted the person Karen did about wearing a mask, Karen wasn't happy with the manager's response to that person. And then Karen took it up another level to take a picture and then put it on her social media and try to shame the manager, because Karen wasn't happy with the manager's response after the person wasn't happy with the manager of the store telling them also they shouldn't. Right. They have a mask on. Stay tuned for this whole story. You're not going to believe this person. And I'm going to ask you, you would never, ever do anything like this, would you? Stay tuned for that coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Hope you had a good weekend. Yesterday, here in the city of New Orleans, after nearly 10 months, the body of one of the two men who died when the under-construction Hard Rock Hotel collapsed on Canal Street, the body of one of those two men, New Orleans resident Quinion Wimberly, was removed. After almost 10 months, yesterday it finally happened. And meanwhile, the body of the other man hopefully will be removed. It wasn't yesterday, and hopefully it'll be today. If not today, tomorrow. Hopefully his body will be removed in just an unbelievable fail. I mean, think about it. Almost 10 months after that building collapsed, and three men were killed during that collapse. I mean, it was incredible. Only three men were killed. I mean, right after the collapse, one of the men's bodies was able to be removed. But two of the men, it's been now almost 10 months, and finally one of them, Quinion Wimberly, his body was removed yesterday. His family was out there watching this whole situation.
For months, Quinion Wimberly's family prayed that this site wouldn't be his final resting place. Today they got the answer to their prayers, but say it was harder than they ever imagined.
It was unbearable. It was really unbearable.
When I saw that basket coming down with him in it, I couldn't take it. It was too hard. It was like a feeling that I hadn't gone through in this process.
That audio is from our friends at Channel 4 here in New Orleans. I mean, that has to be a record. The longest amount of time two dead bodies sat in a pile of rubble on a main thoroughfare. It was on Canal Street, one of the busiest streets in the city of New Orleans. Almost 10 full months. Finally. And again, I mean, our mayor, our tax cheat of a mayor, she hasn't paid her federal income taxes in 9 out of 10 years. She owes over $90,000. And she also wasn't able to get these dead bodies out of that pile of rubble for almost 10 months. That's LaTax de Cantrell or LaToilet Cantrell or LaTweeta Cantrell. Yeah, she loves it. She loves Twitter. No matter what you want to call her, that's a fail.
I don't know. Considering everything else that has happened this year in 2020, I'm choosing to look at this as a feel-good story. At least some progress, some positive progress is being made. And like, 2020 has been hard enough already, and we know this is a travesty, but considering everything else that happens between now and then with the virus and the tandem floats at Mardi Gras and just everything that's going on right now, I'm choosing to look at this as a positive story.
Well, Coleman, it is a feel-good the fact that Quinion Wimberly's remains have been removed.
Yeah.
His dead body has been removed from that construction disaster that happened almost 10 months ago.
I know.
But with the virus, coronavirus, you would think, with all the people off the streets, you would think they'd be able to get things done in this city, like clean it up, fix the potholes, get dead bodies out of a pile of rubble.
Well, just like the coronavirus, there's an overabundance of caution. Like, they had to send robots in. They didn't even want to send real people because they didn't want to, you know, real people to get caught up. And then the robots had rain delays because it was raining, so.
But if you go back about 4 or 5 months, about half of the time that those two poor guys, those souls' dead bodies have been laying there on Canal Street, do you remember it was about 4 or 5 months ago when the tarp that was covering Quinion Wimberly's legs that were hanging over the side of the pile of rubble. You remember when that tarp went awry and we could see his legs? You're telling me they couldn't get his body out then when they saw you could see his legs that were hanging over the side?
No, because his body was pinned by the heavy concrete. If they'd have moved the concrete, they would have jeopardized the structural integrity of the building, and that could have caused it, because it's a partially collapsed building. It's not fully collapsed.
And we could see his legs hanging over the side of the building.
If they'd have moved the heavy object and if it was load-bearing, it could have been worse, is what I'm saying.
Well, that's what they said.
Right. So that, I mean,
but his legs were hanging over for all to see. Well, now they got to go get the second guy. But Quinion Wimberly, he's a New Orleans guy. And we've seen pictures of him at Saints games and all fired up. His girlfriend or fiance was a female member of the New Orleans police force.
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime she was anywhere near there, and again, it's right on Canal Street, anytime she went by anywhere, I mean, how do you think she felt?
Hopefully she can feel just a little bit better now. And then it sucks because are they going to be able to have a proper burial with all the COVID rules now? Because now we can't even have real funerals and stuff like that.
So how many people are they going to let to allow at his services, at his, for his
But I'm trying to focus on a positive that some sort of progress has been made, and maybe if today is successful, we can move on and then go to the investigation.
Well, Coleman, I've learned about you that you just showed us, but you're like me. I'm an optimist.
Yeah.
So you're like me a bit. You always try to see the good side of anything that happens, as difficult as that has been with Quinion Wimberly's body, and the other worker who died. Again, three people died in that collapse of the partially built Hard Rock Hotel. One of the guys was his body was taken out right after it happened. But two of the guys, Quinion Wimberly and the other guy who was working there with him, and we'll hopefully get that other gentleman today. But New Orleans resident Quinion Wimberly, they got his body yesterday, and boy, oh boy. All right, coming up on the show, I've got a story about someone who confronted someone about not wearing a mask in a store the other day and what happened after that. I don't think I would, or I would hope you wouldn't do the same thing that this woman did when she was upset when she saw someone in a store not wearing a mask. Wait till you hear this story coming up. Also, a big win for a restaurant we really like on Veterans in Metairie, Coleman, the Swamp Room. Boy, they went in there they went after the Swamp Room over social distancing and not wearing masks because someone ratted them out. And the amount of numbers, the amount of people that are calling, whether it's Jefferson Parish or here in Orleans Parish, the amount of people, thousands, are calling the snitch line. They call it the compliance line if you see people not complying in the wake of COVID. But it was a win for the Swamp Room. Stay tuned for those reports, and there's more coming up on the show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Hey, happy birthday today to the star of the former reality TV show Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. Mama June Shannon is 41 today. If you want to send her a gift, she likes slop. On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. Ozzy Osbourne there. And late last week, either Thursday or Friday, I put up a video on our website. The new music video from Ozzy Osbourne's oldest daughter, or the daughter that no one ever saw on the TV show, The Osbournes. And she's gorgeous. Her name's Amy Osbourne. And her band is A-E-R. Those are her initials. Or A-R-O. That's her band. A-R-O. Her name is Amy Rachel Osborne. And she's very easy on the eyes. And what an interesting story how she never wanted to be in the very funny reality show on MTV, The Osbournes. They only focused on Ozzy and Sharon and then two of their children.
And she was 16 when she made that decision. She was 16 years old saying, hey, I don't think this is a good idea.
Yeah, she didn't want to be known forever what she looked like because that show only ran a couple of years. It ran a couple of seasons, two years. And she didn't want to be known for the rest of her life for what she looked like and what she was like at ages 16 and 17. Isn't that something?
That was smart.
She knew that. Yet the other two, they loved being in front of the camera, even though, I know the other daughter did, Kelly Osborne, but then the son, Jack Osborne. And by the way, both of those other kids went through drug and alcohol rehabilitation. They both had issues. But Amy Osborne, as soon as they signed the deal with MTV and the cameras started invading their house, she said, look, and she said this at 16. She said, my private life and my personal life is private and personal. She knew that at 16 years old. And meanwhile, Sharon and Ozzy were doing anything to make money. So Sharon, do anything to make money. Bring the cameras into our home, have the cameras record around our home, inside of our home all the time. And Amy Osborne said no. And she left the house for a while at 16. She went and hung out. I guess when you're rich and your dad's Ozzy Osborne and you're rich like that and you live in Beverly Hills, you have other friends that you can go hang out in their mansions and not be on camera all the time. And she actually said, you know, it was enough that my father is a rock star. It's enough that my father's Ozzy Osbourne. Do I want to put cameras inside my house and follow me around wherever I go in here and do whatever? And that was the rule. And she said no. And she actually left the house for a little while at age 16. And her mother, Sharon Osbourne, said, that was my biggest regret. She said that was the biggest regret in her life, having her oldest daughter move out like that. While they were filming the reality show inside their mansion in Beverly Hills, the Osbournes.
If you watched the show, Sharon, you couldn't tell that she was so heartbroken that her daughter left.
No. A good actress. But now, you know, fast forward all of these years, because, geez, that was almost 20 years ago now. And this isn't her first song or first music video. A few years ago, she had a couple as well. But she's back. And, you know, the song's not bad. And the video, she's like I said, she's good looking. She is.
Hey, babe.
She is easy on the eyes and she is easy on the ears. So go check that out on our website at Bayou957.com. Her sister, Kelly Osborne, has made a lot of news recently because I think she lost 80 pounds.
Hey.
And now she's taking all kinds of pictures and videos and putting them up there for people to see. She's lost 80 pounds, but now the people that are advocates for the obese are saying, well, wait a minute. Why is this such a good thing that Kelly Osborne lost 80 pounds? Well, it's good for her health.
They actually have an
Yes, there are people that advocate for overweight people that say, wait, it's not that bad, even though it's not good for your health.
Now, are they saying people should be more obese, or are they just saying if you just happen to be obese, it's okay?
I think the latter is what they're saying.
All right.
They're saying that you're ripping fat people and obese people by praising Kelly Osborne for losing 80 pounds and other people who lose weight and then take tons of pictures and put them out there on social media and take videos and put them out there on social media.
You do learn something new on the show every day. Every day I come away with a new knowledge that I never known before.
Well, we try, Coleman. And we'll go see the attractive older Osborne, very attractive older Osborne daughter that we never saw before on the TV show, Amy Osborne, because she didn't want to be on. She's got a band. She's got a song. It's not bad. And she's nice to look at on our website at Bayou957.com. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. You know, animals, especially, I think so many animals are incredible, what they can do, especially our pets, dogs and cats. I just saw a story of a cat that went missing from a home in Las Vegas 10 years ago. It was just found at a shelter and returned to its home. The owner was overjoyed at the reunion. I just saw the cat, though, in the video, and the cat was like, whatever. Coming up next on the show, we're going on Facebook Live for a story that I just saw that was unbelievable, and I can't believe someone would do this in a store. That's coming up next. You're not going to want to miss it here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, and we're on Facebook Live right now on our Bayou 95.7 Facebook page. Go check us out if you're on the Facebook. I've got a story here, and I want to ask you, you wouldn't do this in a store, would you? This is incredible. And this is where we're at now in America in 2020, as we sit here in the year, in the month of August of 2020, what, 5 months to coronavirus, and people are losing it over masks. Something just happened over the weekend at a Kroger in Louisville, Kentucky. And by the way, it's Louisville, not Louisville. They say Louisville. That's what it is.
If they say so.
But this happened over the weekend at a Kroger store in Louisville, Kentucky. One of their workers, a manager at Kroger, didn't make one of the customers happy. So one of the customers tried publicly shaming this manager at a Kroger store in Louisville, Kentucky. Someone wasn't wearing a mask in Kroger. And so there was one of the customers wasn't wearing a mask. So another customer, a customer who was wearing a mask, wasn't happy about that and approached the customer who wasn't wearing a mask and said something along the lines of, hey, could you please wear a mask because of coronavirus? Well, the customer who wasn't wearing a mask in Kroger said, get away from me. And by the way, these are both women. The customer who was wearing a mask approached the customer in Kroger who wasn't wearing a mask and ask that customer, could you please wear a mask? Well, the customer who wasn't wearing a mask wasn't happy about that. And I'm paraphrasing here, but basically said, shut up or I'm gonna knock your head off. I'm gonna punch you in the face. Well, the customer who was wearing a mask was not happy with that response she got. And she found a manager, went up to the manager and said, could you do something about this customer who's A, not wearing a mask, and B, as a manager, could you make this person wear a mask or throw this person out of the store? Well, the customer who was wearing a mask watched the manager walk over to the customer who wasn't wearing a mask. That the manager said something and then walked away. And then that was pretty much the end of the story. But the customer who wasn't wearing a mask was not happy that the manager did not make the customer wear a mask or throw the customer who wasn't wearing a mask out of the store. And by the way, and then I'm going to tell you the next part of the story, and I'm going to ask you, you wouldn't do this, would you? Because this masked customer tried to publicly shame the manager of Kroger on that masked customer's Twitter page, on their social media. And we have to stop when it comes to that. Well, that's exactly what the masked customer did. Instantly went to her Twitter page and tried to publicly shame the manager of Kroger in Louisville, Kentucky. That's when another recent retail manager who tried to be shamed stepped in. Her name is Target Tory. And Target Tory is the manager of a Target store in Massachusetts, in Swansea, Massachusetts, the People's Republic of Massachusetts. And that woman, Target Tory, didn't like what happened to her when she was publicly shamed. And she wasn't the only one who didn't like it. The same thing happened up in Massachusetts. A manager there was asked by a masked customer to go up and do something about one of their customers who wasn't wearing a mask. And just like at the Kroger store in Louisville, Kentucky, the masked wearer at the Target store in Swansea, Massachusetts, tried to publicly shame the manager by putting her on Facebook and on Twitter and on social media and saying, look at this manager of the Target store in Massachusetts. Her name is Tory. So that's Target Tory. And she didn't throw out the shopper who wasn't wearing a mask. Well, that happened in Massachusetts, Coleman, not that long ago. And a lot of people on social media took the side of the manager to say to the shopper with the mask, how dare you try to publicly shame a manager at their job? When, by the way, managers at places like Walmart and Target, even though those stores have said you got to wear a mask when you go in if you're shopping because we want to stop the spread of coronavirus, those managers have been told by their corporate higher-ups at Target, at Walmart, at other stores that are all over the country, do not confront the non-mask wearer and do not confront the non-mask wearer to wear a mask. Because the higher-ups know people are not happy about being forced to wear masks right now. And even though they tell you, look, we want you to wear a mask, you should wear a mask in our stores, they're telling their managers not to confront the people who are not wearing masks because they don't want their managers to get punched in the face.
It's employee safety, just like shoplifters. They say don't confront shoplifters, just let them take
same
whatever.
Same thing, just like with shoplifters. Yep. You're not supposed to confront them because their employee safety is first and foremost. So when Target Tory in Massachusetts saw what was going on with Kroger Andy in Louisville, Kentucky, And by the way, the only way they know the name of the manager of the Kroger employee in Kentucky is because when the non-mask wearer confronted the manager and said, you got to do something about this, when the mask wearer did that, when it came to the non-mask wearer, told the manager at Kroger in Kentucky, you got to do something with this non-mask wearer. And all the manager did was go up to the non-mask wearer and said, look, you got to wear a mask, and walked away. Well, the mask wearer wasn't happy about that. Went up, confronted the manager, said, I'm going to take a picture of you, and I'm going to put you all over my social media. That's when the mask wearer, or the manager at the Kroger in Kentucky, I guess, tried covering up his name tag, because he didn't want his name going viral. Well, the mask wearer took a picture of the manager of the Kroger, and then said, look, the manager's trying to cover up his name tag because he doesn't want to be known on social media. It's up to me. I'm going to make this person known on my social media and on social media all over the place. Took a picture, sent it up there, said, his name is Andy, the manager at the Kroger in Louisville, Kentucky, who's not doing anything about the person not wearing a mask. And by the way, all Andy was doing what he was supposed to do. He told the person not wearing a mask, look, you should wear a mask, and then walked away, because that's what his higher-ups at corporate Kroger, just like at corporate Walmart and other stores, they're telling them, do not confront these people. Look, tell them they should wear a mask, but don't try throwing them out, or don't confront them any more than that.
Well, it backfired. Danielle, the person, the mask wearer, went to Twitter and tried to expose Andy, but it blew up in her face because all the Twitter comments were saying, no, Danielle, you're the a-hole in this particular situation. We have Andy's back. And that's when Target Tory stepped in and started a GoFundMe page for Kroger Andy to get some money out the deal.
Because the people on social media did the same thing with Target Tory.
Right.
They had her back instead of the rude customer who tried to shame the manager, Target Tory, at Target. And we just saw. So Target Tory said, look, this just happened to me. It's no big deal. I'm going to set up a GoFundMe. And wouldn't you know, $18,000, over $18,000 was raised for Kroger Andy. And now Kroger Andy is going to do exactly what Target Tory did, use that money to take a much needed nice long vacation.
Well, if you go to Danielle's Twitter page, she's not apologizing for what she did. She's saying, look, I'm really passionate about this mask wearing deal. And she also says she's an activist. She says she's been on NPR and CNN. So, of course, she was trying to get famous off this. She's trying to go viral.
She happens to be not only an activist, Coleman, she's a transgender activist.
Mm-hmm.
And when I didn't see that part of the story until you showed me.
Yeah, because I went to her Twitter feed.
But then when I saw her, I'm like, really? This is a transgender activist. And I know, look, it doesn't really matter what people look like. But boy, oh boy.
But she's out for the fame.
She is out for the fame.
But hopefully she doesn't do like that other person did when she tried to snitch on a man that was get half of the GoFundMe. There was an incident where a woman tried to shame another person. They raised a GoFundMe for him. And then she was like, well, I deserve half of it because I'm the one that made you go viral.
We talked about that story, too. That happened at a Starbucks in San Diego, California. But that backfired on that woman.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a third woman. So there are three women here. One of them is transgender. The other two aren't. But they all tried to shame a manager at a store they work at. But it all backfired on them.
You think they would get the hint that this is not working out? Maybe this is the wrong tactic because they try to shame them. They try to go viral and say, hey, and expose these people and get businesses closed and get people fired. But it blows up in their own face.
You would never do that in a store, would you? Look, if you saw someone who wasn't wearing a mask, okay, it's one thing to walk up to them and say, look, you should be wearing a mask. But once that person says, if you say that to me again, I'm going to break your jaw. I'm going to punch you in the face. I'm going to kick your ass. Once the person says that to you, isn't that where you walk away and say, okay, look, I've done enough? Or are you going to take it up a step and then go to the manager? And then when the manager doesn't throw the person out for not wearing a mask because their higher-ups have told them not to, employee safety is most important, and they don't want their employees getting punched in the face, don't you let it end there? But she didn't let it end there either. She then took a picture of this manager at Kroger in Louisville, Kentucky,
And the manager didn't want to be on social media, so the manager tried putting his hand on his name tag. So this activist then not only takes the picture of the person who doesn't want their picture taken and put on social media, and then shares it on her Twitter account and on social media. You wouldn't, I mean, she upped the level one time, and then two times, and then three times, and it didn't work. And now over $18,000 was raised in a GoFundMe for Kroger Andy, the manager at the Kroger store in Louisville, Kentucky. Now hopefully he'll have a nice long vacation paid for that people who thought what that person did to him was wrong. Don't you agree with the people like Coleman and me? Or do you agree with the manager? I'm going to do whatever I can to make this person put on a mask, and I'll embarrass them at their job. I'll humiliate them at their job. I will shame them at their job when they were told by their bosses not to confront people not wearing masks. Look, tell them they should wear a mask, but you leave it at that. You wouldn't do what that woman did you? Text us at 504-260-9595. Please do not text while you're driving. Keep it short and sweet, and if it's good and adds to the show, we'll read it coming up next. People, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. We were just telling you the story about this manager who works at a Kroger store in Louisville, Kentucky. His name is Andy, and this activist walked up to him in the store the other day, and she said, hey, you're a manager here. This person over here, see, I'm pointing, they're not wearing a mask. Can you go take care of that problem for me? And so Andy, the manager at Kroger, said something to the person not wearing a mask, and then that was it. They went their separate ways. Well, the activist who was wearing a mask wasn't happy with the way Andy handled that situation, didn't throw the person out of the store, or whatever the case may be, didn't make the person wear a mask. And we've told you on the show before, even though you're supposed to wear a mask right now in Walmart, in Target, in Kroger, these national big box stores, the managers have been told, do not confront the people. You can ask them, hey, could you please put a mask on, but leave it at that. Employee safety is most important, and they don't want their employees getting punched in the face. And this mask-wearing activist woman, when she asked the non-mask-wearing customer at Kroger to wear a mask, and that customer said no and shut up, and I don't know exactly what they said, but I'm going to break your jaw if you ask me again. Just get out of my face. That's when the mask wearer went to the manager saying, do something about this. And all the manager said to the person was, look, could you wear a mask? And walked away. The upper management, the corporate Walmart, corporate Kroger, corporate Target, does not want their managers confronting non-mask wearers. All they can do is ask them to wear a mask and then leave it at that. Well, this woman, this activist, wasn't happy about that and said, I'm going to publicly shame you on my Twitter, on my social media. I'm an activist. And boy, oh boy. And then the guy's name is Andy. And she said, I'm going to take your picture. And the manager tried covering up his name tag. And she said, look, this is Andy, everybody. He doesn't want his name being known. Well, let's shame him for not throwing this person out of Kroger for not wearing a mask, when Andy was only doing what he was told to do. You ask the person to wear a mask. If they don't wear a mask, you walk away. You don't want confrontation. You don't want any problems. And that's what his bosses told him to do. Yet she went out and publicly shamed this person. And now it backfired on her because she put it on her social media and it spread around and people took the manager's side. And I agree with that. Look, he did his job. Ask the person to wear a mask. If the person doesn't want to wear a mask, fine, walk away. But now they've raised over $18,000 for a GoFundMe for this manager at Kroger. And I think that's a great story. And I'm asking you, if you're listening, you wouldn't publicly shame a person at their own job, would you?
Matt says, people should just mind their business. Maybe this person had a medical issue that prevents them from wearing a mask, or maybe they just didn't want to.
Thank you, Matt.
This other person says, people need to mind their business. These freaks are about to wake the poking bear. Why are people acting like dummies? Just follow the rules, but don't go online and go to online sites. This last texter says, if you're wearing your mask, whether you need to or not, then mind your business. Don't worry about what the other person is doing.
That's right, Coleman. And look, we've done a few stories about this, how people tried shaming people at their jobs, whether it's Starbucks in San Diego, remember that? Whether it's the Target store in Swansea, Massachusetts. This woman got involved and she shared it. And she's the one who started the GoFundMe because it happened to her up at Target. People going into stores trying to shame managers, trying to shame employees of stores if they're not happy with them by taking their pictures and putting them all over social media. And it's backfiring on these people. Now you got GoFundMes that were set up. And now the woman in Massachusetts, the man in San Diego at Starbucks, and now this guy, Andy at Kroger in Louisville, Kentucky, they all got GoFundMes set up. Thousands of dollars were raised and sent to them, and they're going on vacations now, a vacation that they need here on Bayou 95.7. Boy, working in retail, as if it's not hell enough, you could even double, triple, and quadruple the hell during a pandemic, huh? Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And so, you know, we were talking about some people who go into stores and they start losing their minds if they see people not wearing masks. They should try publicly shaming the managers of those stores and such. You know, and wearing a mask, look, I know they tell us we all should do it. If we all wear masks, then the coronavirus will stop spreading in 4 to 6 weeks. Look. And I know here in the state of Louisiana and a bunch of other states in America, you have to wear a mask on to go in anywhere now. Any public store, any store to go anywhere, you have to wear a mask on. So they're telling us to do it, fine. But I also understand how people get upset if people get in their face and tell them, look, you need to be wearing a mask. I mean, again, the coronavirus has a 99% recovery rate. And there's been a phone line, many people call it a snitch line, set up in Jefferson Parish. There's one set up in Orleans Parish. And both of those lines, Coleman, are getting thousands and thousands of calls. As a matter of fact, the other night, the feds moved in on the Swamp Room.
Not the Swamp Room.
A place that you and I love. We've gone there a few times. I love the Swamp Room. It's on Veterans and Metairie. And the feds went in there the other night because somebody narked out, ratted out them out, saying they got a lot of people in here. The feds went in there. They looked around. They couldn't find anything wrong. They said that the people, they weren't over capacity. The people that all went in there, they all had masks on. And the people that were sitting at tables had their masks off because they needed to eat and drink. But the fire marshal showed up at the Swamp Room in Metairie, and officials found zero violations. Yes, nice try. Good try. And great job, Swamp Room. Love that place. The burgers there are fantastic. And they got the little hot dogs, the little pigs in a blanket. They get the tiny little hot dogs that they wrap up in the dough. And, oh, man, they're fantastic.
But think about it. Thousands of calls. That means, to me, that sounds like there are just people just riding around looking for stuff. You don't get thousands of calls if somebody's violating the COVID. Not thousands. Thousands means there are people actively looking for violations, not just happening to walk into a place. That means one person can go 5 different locations. They go to Walmart, they go get groceries, then they go to the gas station, then they go somewhere else to maybe pay a bill, and they're literally calling every time they leave out. I just came from Walmart, and they're not compliant. Then they go to the gas station and get gas. Oh, I just came from the gas station. They're not compliant.
Who are these people?
I know, just going around just looking for stuff.
Well, Coleman, that's over the last month in each parish.
Tell them just stay home then.
In Jefferson Parish.
Use Amazon.
And on Orleans Parish. In each, over the last month, they've gotten, each of them, thousands of calls. Thousands.
If it's that bad, if you're one of these people that are feeling like they're not being compliant and violating the rules and you're very concerned,
stay home.
Just stay home.
Stay home.
Order out.
Had it with this crap. Hey, coming up next on the show, they're now saying that we're a day or so away from the college football season being canceled completely. How much does that suck? Really? You're going to cancel the entire college football season? Stay tuned for that coming up. here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And over the weekend, I read that at some point this week, college football may cancel the entire season.
Oh.
How much does that suck? Late last week, one conference, the MAC conference, they're not a big football conference, but they decided to cancel the entire college football season for all of their schools in the MAC conference. And after that happened, there were a couple of athletic directors from the Power Five conferences, like the SEC that LSU plays in, they anonymously talked to reporters. They didn't want their names to be made public, but they said they expect at some point this week for all of college football to pull the plug on the 2020 season. I mean, how much does that suck? And they're doing so because they're worried about maybe some older people who work within the college football programs, whether they're coaches, whatever the case may be. Because we know, you know, coronavirus doesn't really kill college-age kids, but if there are coaches on the coaching staff that are older, and again, the three categories that the people who coronavirus affect the most are the elderly, the already sick, and the obese. And if there are people that work in football programs that happen to fall under one of those categories, that's who they're worried for. And that's why they said they expect this week for the entire 2020 college football season to be scrapped.
I don't see, we already have precedent over. Right now there's MLB games. We heard about the Marlins team. Nobody from their staff died. We heard about Sean Payton when this thing first started. He didn't die. And as far as we know, nobody in the Saints organization died. Alvin Gentry's old. He was in the bubble. He's in the bubble right now in Florida for the NBA. And so far, like, he's older, and yet he's doesn't have it. He's negative.
And he continues to coach the Pelicans to lose games, game right, after game after game.
We have the WWE who never stopped. You know, a few of their wrestlers were COVID positive, but nobody, as far as we know, has died, whether it's MLB, NFL, NBA, WWE. When there were COVID positive cases in their organizations, nobody has died yet. Nobody, I mean, sure, some people have gotten it, but nobody has died.
Well, that's what they're afraid of. If one person dies, this will be an absolute disaster. And, you know, it's interesting, you brought up Major League Baseball. On two different teams, there was an outbreak, and they've had games postponed. And that's the Miami Marlins and the St. Louis Cardinals. And, you know, the interesting thing about the Marlins is they had about half their team who had coronavirus, and they won two out of three games against the Philadelphia Phillies with coronavirus. They took a two out of three game series. You know, and in their case, I think a couple of their players went out to a bar or they went out somewhere where they shouldn't have been. With the St. Louis Cardinals case, I think a couple of their players went to a casino
and they did something. They went out someplace they weren't supposed to go, and that's how they brought coronavirus back to their clubhouse. Is so both of their teams, they took like a week off, and they didn't play games for a week, and they quarantined, and the Marlins are back. The Cardinals aren't back yet playing, but the Marlins are back playing baseball, but the Cardinals are not. But it's so frustrating that they're saying now, expect at some point this week, it could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be Wednesday, that there's going to be an announcement that the all of college football season is going to be scrapped because of this. The only good news that came out of that is, well, LSU will be national champions for another year.
Yeah.
Because the Tigers won it last year. And speaking of college football, did you hear about former LSU star running back Darius Geis? He just got arrested for domestic violence-related charges. And he was just released by the Washington football team, who used to be known as the Redskins, but now, for now, they're just known as the Washington football team. Darius Geis just got, and his $4 million contract gone. And if you know anything about Darius Geis, he grew up, he had a rough upbringing in Baton Rouge, stayed home to play college football at LSU. He did well there. And he was a high-ranking draft choice of the Washington football team in the NFL. And his rookie year got cut short. He didn't play because I think during preseason he blew out his knee. And then he came back last year for his second season, and he was doing pretty well, and then he got hurt again. But according to reports, he's been arrested not once, not twice, but three different times over the last few months. And it just came to light now that this wasn't one instance where he was arrested for domestic violence. There was one time he was arrested. He strangled his, I think it's his girlfriend, got arrested for strangulation charges. And over the course of 3 months, he was arrested on three different occasions. And not once was the arrest made public. And the Washington football team, now the team formerly known as the Redskins, said over the weekend that they just found out about it. Now, how could that happen? How could one of their players get arrested three different times and they didn't find out about it until just recently?
That's a good thing they got their name changed, right? The important stuff. I always try to put myself in other people's situation. Now, clearly, I'm not rich. I don't have a lot of money. But I always envision that if I had at least $1 million in my bank account, I don't see a situation where I would allow a woman to piss me off so much to do domestic violence, or I would allow anybody to get me involved in anything illegal. Like, if I had $1 million, I don't see how I would get in trouble with the law, because I would be so satisfied with my life.
Well, most people would, Coleman, but what you got to understand about Darius Geis, he grew up in a rough situation. So if you don't have a father around or whatever the case may be, and
so money doesn't solve all the problems then?
No, it doesn't.
That's interesting. That is very interesting.
Look, dude, there's a lot of guys in the NFL who've been arrested for this kind of stuff, because a lot of guys didn't grow up with fathers, and they grew up as kids seeing their mothers not being treated right. And so they didn't have that. I'm lucky enough that I grew up with both parents, and I was taught right from wrong, but a lot of these guys weren't. And you just expect them, okay, now they're in the NFL, now they're making millions of dollars, you just expect them.
That's what I would expect, yes.
To not do some of these horrible things, but it's not the case. And boy, there's Darius Geis, a guy you rooted for, and now he's out of the league. And he's got at least three different domestic violence-related charges, including strangulation, assault and battery, destruction of property. And it happened three different times over the last few months, and we're just learning about it now? It makes you wonder if that football team went out of their way to try to bury this, to try to hide this.
I think they were busy designing logos.
Trying to, can't do a couple of things at once. Try to come up with a new name, a new logo, and deal with stuff like this. This is a horrible situation, though. And I just feel bad because you always root for the LSU guys, the guys that make it out. But Darius Geis made it out. But even though he made it out, he still, his troubled upbringing comes back to haunt him, and he goes and he gets in all kinds of trouble here. And boy, oh boy, I'm just going to be crushed if they announce this week that there's no college football.
You don't find it funny that they're not concerned with 300-pound men crashing into each other head first, or NASCAR cars flipping over can cause death, but they're worried about this virus that has a 99% recovery rate?
Yeah, go figure, huh? No, we watch for all of that physical action. That's why we watch. That's why that stuff is so popular. But now this damn coronavirus, it looks like it's about to take out the entire college football season. I hope those reports are not true. Hey, coming up on the show, I've got the dumbest thing I read all morning, and it has something to do with a nurse's breasts. Stay tuned for that report here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. You know whose birthday it is today? The youngest American billionaire ever, Kylie Jenner.
Cha-ching.
She's one of Caitlyn's daughters. Kylie Jenner just turned 23 years old today. The father of her child is rapper Travis Scott. She's also dated rappers Tyga, Lil Twist, and Party Next Door. She's been passed around the rap community so much, she's been named an honorary blunt. But she's still a very successful young woman there.
Happy smoke weed every day.
That's something. Hey, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning, and it has something to do with a nurse's breasts. That's next on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, and it's about that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Nurse set off fire alarm to see colleague's breasts bounced as she ran down the corridor. That's the headlines. And it's a male nurse, by the way. A senior nurse who set off an emergency alarm on the ward so he could watch a colleague's breasts bounce as she ran down the corridor faces being fired.
All right.
The nurse's name is Aaron Kabaja.
Great young man.
Well, he was manager on the dementia ward at the Highbury Hospital in Nottingham, England. This was an English nurse. And he acted inappropriately to four women. This goes back over the last few years. He pulled the alarm when there was no emergency and simulated breasts bouncing with his hands as his panicked colleague dashed down the hallway.
I was trying to figure out how he realized what he was doing. Like, he didn't just come up and say, yeah, I pulled the fire alarm so I could see my coworker's booze bounce. He was actually gesturing the motion as she was running by.
And there was a witness. Somebody else was there. Someone else was there and said, wait a minute. Why isn't this nurse running down the hall like the rest of the nurses because the fire alarm's going off? But instead of running, he just stood there and watched, and he then did that with his own hands.
Was it worth it?
I don't know. It looks like he lost his job, and this doesn't sound like a nurse, because most nurses, again...
No, he's the nurse at a dementia ward, so...
But he's still a nurse, Coleman. Most nurses become nurses because they want to help people. They don't want to pull fire alarms at the hospital just to see their big-breasted colleagues run down the hall.
Most male doctors I know got in for the cha-ching. Not necessarily because they want to help people.
There's a difference between doctors and nurses.
True, true.
Nurses don't make the money that doctors make.
True.
And, you know, like we said, you know, when it comes to police officers, the only ones we always seem to hear about are the ones that screw up and do something wrong. But most, I always say, most police officers, they're good people. Most nurses, good people. They got into work for the right reason. You could say that about teachers. I've always said here in the radio business, which I've worked in most of my life, most people in radio are good, but there's some stooges in this business too. But I wish there was perfection in every line of work. There isn't, though.
I just have this strange feeling that if we have heard this news 10 years ago, maybe one of us, probably me, would have looked at this guy like a hero. I mean, he had a goal. He wanted to accomplish it. He was like, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull the fire alarm just so I can get a gander of this. I don't know, but it's a different time now. We live in the Me Too era, so, yeah, I guess I cannot endorse that type of behavior.
Nope, but he got caught simulating breasts bouncing with his hands as his panicked colleague,
this is hilarious to
another
me.
Nurse, dashed down the hallway so, as the fire alarm was going off.
How do you even conceive an idea like that? Like, man, I really want to see these boobs bouncing. How do I go about doing it? Aha, I have an idea. Let's pull this fire along. And that would, you know, he could have said, hey, let's go work out together. Let's go to the gym. You know, they're nurses. They're in the health profession. He could have used any other excuse. They could have went to the treadmill. I'm quite sure the hospital.
He could have just stood right there in the hallway and said, hey, do a couple of jumping jacks with me.
Maybe. Maybe that probably would have. No, I think the gym thing would have worked better. I'll take but nope, he had to pull the fire along.
Yeah, well.
Just for one colleague's breast, at least make it worth your while and watch the entire ward and catch everybody's breast bouncing. He just did it for one.
Mm. So the nurse who set off the fire alarm to see his colleague's breasts bounce as she ran down the corridor, that's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. I've never been to the Firehouse Barbecue restaurant in Denham Springs, but I hear it's really good. The restaurant had their permit to serve food pulled last week. And on Friday, this past Friday, a judge issued a temporary restraining order on that. So they reopened on Saturday, and the place was packed.
The Firehouse Barbecue restaurant here in the Watson area of Livingston Parish was not just open for business on Saturday, but good business with a packed house of customers all day long.
Well, we're here to enjoy some freedom food.
Eric LeBlanc and his buddies headed to Firehouse right after leaving a freedom rally in Baton Rouge.
I'm coming to get some barbecue and to support the owner of this establishment for basically defying the face mask rule.
It's not up to the government to dictate what you do and don't do for your own safety. That's just frankly un-American.
Their permit was pulled, Coleman, because he said that if you go in that restaurant, you don't have to have a mask on. And so that's why their permit was pulled, because the governor, John Taco Bell Edwards of Louisiana, said you have to have a mask on everywhere you go. But what's wild about that is no matter what restaurant you go into, you have a mask on. You need a mask to get into the restaurant. But then as soon as you go in and sit down, you take the mask off.
Dude, one person drove an hour and a half just to support that business for not following the mask mandate. They drove that far just for the freedom food.
That's right. Good for the Firehouse Barbecue in Denham Springs and their owner saying, it's my business. I'll tell people, you come in my business, this is how it's going to be. And it's a battle going on, and this is something that we're dealing with right now. Hey, it's our commercial free ride. We're in it right now here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only, classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.